I'm Mike Harding, and you are very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I've got lots of great stuff for you. I'm back from my travels. I was in Connemara for 2 and a bit weeks with the grandchildren, and they were surfing and running about and making sandcastles and having a great time. And then after that, it was the Settle Folk Gathering, a whole weekend of free folk music and concerts, which included the Young'uns and the Demon Barbers, and a mighty good do it was too. So I've left me swimmers and me banjo in the corner, and I'm going to kick off with Susie Boggess from her album American Folk Songbook, and a cracking version of the traditional song Wayfaring Stranger.
Traveling through this world of woe, but there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going. Thank you.
Bogus. The album is American Folk Songbook, and that was what I think is one of the best versions ever of Wayfaring Stranger. Now, regular listeners to the show will know that I've been playing quite a few tracks from a lass called Gillian Frame, great fiddler and a great singer and songwriter from Scotland, and I was looking into a background which led me through to the group Luminosity, who burst onto the scene in 2000. It was composed of Findlay Napier, great singer-songwriter, guitar vocals, Gillian Frame on fiddle and vocals, Simon McCarroll on border pipes, Irish pipes, whistle and vocals, and Hamish Napier, the great pianist and composer. You might remember I played tracks from his album River a couple of weeks back, and as well as playing piano, he plays whistles and also doubles up on vocals. Well, from the album Back of the Moon, which came out early in the noughties, this is the Linda Thompson song Nine Stone Rig, and a cracking version of it, it is too. There from the album Back of the Moon with the Linda Thompson song Nine Stone Rig. Now, I got a, well, is it sad? Yes, I suppose it is sad. I got a sad message with the next CD to say that Coop Boys and Simpson have made an album called Coda, which is marking an end to their touring. Well, I hope it isn't an end to them performing, because I think they're one of the greatest a cappella bands ever. Like I say, it might mean an end to their touring, but hopefully not to their performing. If you want news about Coop Boys and Simpson, go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to their website. From their album Coda, this is Coop Boys and Simpson with a cracking song called The Avenging Angel. The words are written by Jim Boys, but the tune comes from a guy called John Barnett Matthias, who lived from 1767 to 1848. Just let me read you the note that Jim wrote. Before the Iraq War, Georgina, that's his wife, and I both wrote to our MP, not something we did very often, to point out with various arguments why war would not be a good idea. Of course, they didn't take any notice. Since then, we've had many opportunities, and still do, to say, we told you so. But that's not a great deal of comfort to anyone.
I am the avenging angel. I come with wings unfurled. I come with claws extended from halfway round the world. I am the God Almighty. I am the howling wind. I care not for your family. I care not for your kin. I come in search of terror, though terror is my own. I come to wreak my vengeance for crimes and crimes unknown. I care not for your children. I care not for your wives. I care not for your country. I care not for your lives. Songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. Singing songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. I will lay waste your country, but I will set you free. I will destroy your weapons, if weapons there may be. I will replace your rulers and all the scheming foil. My gift it is democracy, your gift it is your oil. Songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. Singing songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. The milk of human kindness is accidentally spilt. The sword of strife and honor is bloody to the hilt. The dogs of war are roaming as now they're on the loose. And justice dangles freely upon the hangman's noose. Songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. Singing songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. Songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have. Singing songs of justice, cries of freedom, retribution you shall have.
Whoa. Well, for my money, that is one of the best anti-war songs of the last 20 years. Amazing song. Great words, and what a beautiful melody. Coop Boys and Simpson from their latest album, Coda, with The Avenging Angel. Give us your oil. Now, Killian Vallely comes from the famous Vallely family of Northern Ireland. Killian plays pipes, his brother Niall is a great concertina player, and Caveen is a fantastic fiddler, a piano player, and whistle player, and their mum and dad together founded the Pipers Club. Killian himself plays low whistle and pipes with the Irish band Lunasa, once described as, quote, the hottest Celtic band on the planet. He's performed with Lunasa at the Hollywood Bowl, Glastonbury Festival, WOMAD, Edmonton Folk Festival, and of course he's been on multiple tours of Asia, Australia, the United States and Europe. He's played with Bruce Springsteen, Natalie Merchant, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Tim O'Brien and Riverdance. An amazing musician, and his new album, The Ravens Rock, is full of great performances, including this one. Here's Killian Vallely with a tune that's sure to get your feet going, The Bull's March. Galilee from the album The Ravens Rock with The Bull's March. Cracking bit of piping, I challenge you to find a better piper on the surface of the planet. Now, Sam Gleaves is a young man born and raised in southwest Virginia, steeped in traditional mountain music, that high, wide and lonesome sound that you only find in Appalachia and western Connemara. Since he was a teenager, Sam Gleaves has been playing banjo, guitar, fiddle, autoharp and dulcimer. His debut album is just out. It's called Ain't We Brothers, and Peggy Seeger, who's no slouch when it comes to knowing her music, says, "This is a stunning first album. I keep very few albums that I'm given, but this one is a keeper." The title track, I think, is one of the best songs of recent years. Ain't We Brothers, like The Windows of Old Joe's House, the Saikhan song, tells the story of a same-sex relationship and does it beautifully, tenderly, but at the same time proudly and forcefully.
I was born here just the same as you, another time, another day. I'm sure the good Lord took his time, made each of us just this way. I walked beside you step by step, and it never crossed my mind that I would grow up one of the different kind. That didn't stop me from chopping the wood, scraping my knees like a boy should, going down to the creek in the noonday sun, wringing out my shirt when the work got done.
First things first, I'm a blue-collar man. The scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing I'd write to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too?
Job and worked right by you, walked down in that hole beside you, thought I heard some whisper sound, got found out, word got around, got made out for something I'm not, called everything but a child of God, didn't mind to show it out in the parking lot. So I cut my coat with my head hung down, just like a stranger in my own town. Got bitter day by day, went home every night with the mess they made.
First things first, I'm a blue-collar man. The scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. Tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? Tell me I'm not man enough to set foot in that mine. To my face this time. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too?
Great song. Ain't We Brothers, Sam Gleaves. That's the title track of his new album. Backing vocals and mandolin, some of you might have recognised, by the great Tim O'Brien. Sam Gleaves is on tour with Peggy Seeger, starts on the 15th of September at Cecil Sharp House, London, and finishes at Selby Town Hall, Yorkshire, on the 2nd of October. It's a great tour, great lineup, and he's probably coming to somewhere near you with Peggy Seeger, so do check out his website, www.samgleaves.com, and there's also a link on this show's website. Another duo who are out on tour at the moment are American old-timey singer-songwriters Dana and Susan Robinson over in the UK for quite an extensive tour. Their latest album is called The Angel's Share, and this is their lovely version of a song that many of you might remember from that great film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Man of Constant Sorrow. Sure. Rayner and Susan Robinson from their album The Angels Share with Man of Constant Sorrow. Tonight they're at Ivy Bridge near Plymouth, then they go on to Dorking, Otterton, Colchester, all over the place, Topic, Bradford, the Ryburn Two-Step Club, which is Sowerby Brig, then on to Glasgow and finishing off in the Wirral on the 29th of September. And they're every bit as good live as they are in the studio. Now there's another cracking band over in the UK on tour at the moment, Ye Vagabonds. I'll say that again, Ye Vagabonds. Like Lynched, that great Dublin band, have come out of the Dublin acoustic scene. Ye Vagabonds are the brothers Brian and Dermot McGlynn. They began playing music by busking on the streets of their hometown in Carlow. They live in Dublin now, and when they're not gigging, they run a Monday night folk session in Walsh's Pub in Stony Batter. Their debut EP, Rose and Briar, is available as a download. I downloaded it, listened to it, and love it. And from it, this is the traditional song, The Border Widow's Lament.
My love, he built me a bonny bar and clad it out with a lily flower, a finer bower in there did see than my true love he built for me. There came a man by middle day, he spied his sports and went away, and brought the king that very night, who broke my bower and slew my knight. He slew my knight to me so dear, he slew my knight and pawned his gear. My servants all for life did flee, and left me in extremity. I sewed his sheet, making my moan. I watched the corpse myself alone. I watched the body night and day, while no living creature came that way. I took his body on my back, and whiles I went and whiles I sat, I digged a grave and I laid him in, and lapped him with the sod so green. But think not you my heart was sore when I laid the moon on his yellow hair. Think not ye my heart was wae when I turned around away to go. No living man I'll love again, since that my lovely knight is slain. And with a lock of his yellow hair, I'll chain my heart forevermore.
I love the rawness and the directness of their singing and playing. Great stuff. And I can tell you something, I think we're going to hear a lot more of Ye Vagabonds in the months and years to come. They're here on tour supporting Roy Harper at the moment. We've only got 2 dates left as far as I can tell. That's tomorrow, Monday the 12th of September at London's Royal Festival Hall, and then they finish on Saturday the 17th at the Usher Hall, Edinburgh. Ye Vagabonds. Check them out on the website, by the way. They've got some great film clips on YouTube as well. Really interesting duo. Now, Jennifer Austin, Kristen Harvey, Gina Leslie and Katrina Price together comprise the band Farah. I've already played a couple of tracks from their new album, Cross the Line. They were described by Kevin MacLeod as, quote, sickeningly talented and mad as brushes. A potent combination. What can I do but agree? Here they are with a song written by Joe South in 1969, a song which I think is incredibly perceptive. The games people play.
People play every night and every day.
Cracking version there of the Joe South song, Games People Play. That's from Farah's album, Cross the Line. I love the fact that there you've got a young band, young women, can play any traditional tune you care to name. They play fiddles, they play keyboards. They're wonderful musicians, and at the same time, they know that a good song is a good song is a good song. Great stuff. Farah's album is called Cross the Line, and it really is well worth your while getting your hands on. I'm going to play another track now from the Coop Boys and Simpson album Coda, and why not? Because it is absolutely Superb. This is their version of a song I first heard Nick Jones do many, many years back, Flandykeshire.
I went unto my loved chamber window, where I often had been before, just to let her know, unto Flandykeshire, unto Flandykeshire, never to return to England no more. Never to return to England no more. I went unto my love's chamber door, where I never had been before. There I saw a light springing from her clothes, springing from her clothes. Just as the morning sun when first arose, just as the morning sun when first arose. As I was walking on the Flandykeshire, her own dear father I did meet. My daughter, she is dead, he cried. She is dead, he cried. And she's broken her heart all for the love of thee. So I hove a bullet unto fair England's shore, unto fair England's shore, just where I thought that my own true love did lay. So I hove a bullet unto fair England's shore, unto fair England's shore, just where I thought that my own true love did lay.
Wow, totally brilliant. Coop Boys and Simpson from their latest album Coda with Flandykeshire. Now, I don't know when it'll be. It won't be next week or maybe the week after. I don't know. I'm going to do a programme composed entirely of songs about Napoleon Bonaparte. Strange as it might seem to some people listening, his influence was immense. Not only was he a little warrior, the Corsican general who fought his way all over Europe and North Africa, but he terrified people all over Europe. In fact, it was said that women used to frighten their children to bed by telling them that Boney would get them. A fascinating subject, and hundreds of songs and tunes have been written about him, and I'll put some of them together into a show, like I say, in a couple of weeks' time. Meanwhile, here's a taster. This is Brid Dower from her album Comings and Goings. Brid is a great Irish folk singer based mostly, I think, now in America, and this is her version of the traditional song about Napoleon Bonaparte's exile upon the Isle of St. Helena.
Gone to a place where none can relight him. He may
of St. Helena from Brid Dower's album Comings and Goings. And like I say, in a couple of weeks' time, there'll be a show devoted entirely to songs about Napoleon Bonaparte and his various doings. Lullaby for Elephants. The album is Trail of Tales, and this is Canadian band The Bills, a legendary Canadian folk roots band, five amazing multi-instrumentalists, but more than being great musicians, they also sing damn good songs. And Lullaby for Elephants is a sad song about the fate of one of our largest land mammals. Here's The Bills.
them all. Make us feel so small. Will our arrogance of late lead to your demise? Big and strong, gentle and wise. Once you ran for joy with a trumpet's mighty peal across the burdened floor, thundering mass of grace through the forest is hurtling. Yeah, woo-hoo.
I sincerely hope it isn't farewell, but it is a song that brings up a lot of questions. That was the Bills from the album Trail of Tales with Lullaby for Elephants. Brendan Hendry is a fiddle player from Derry, and Johnny Toman is a banjo player from Lurgan in Northern Ireland. Together they've just made an album called Living Roots, and I think it is totally, absolutely and completely stunning. Great musicianship. No, it's more than that. Fantastic musicianship. And wonderful arrangements too. And great use of studio space. This is The Crosses of Anar. I think I've pronounced that right. And Cousin Sally Brown. Thank you. stuff. There's some good YouTube clips too of those two boys playing. It's very unusual to hear that style of five-string banjo tune playing. It's almost in the classical style, and I love the way that the two instruments complement each other. The album is called Living Roots, and that was Brendan Hendry and Johnny Toman, with the crosses of Anna and cousin Sally Brown. Now, I'm going to go back to the roots now and play you something from Clive Palmer, Robin Williamson, Robin's wife Bina, and keyboardist Dando. It comes from an album called Just Like the Ivy and Other Favourite Songs, and that's exactly what it is. It's Robin Williamson and Clive Palmer going back to stuff they would probably have heard when they were small kids growing up in Scotland. Their grandparents or their parents might have sung the songs. I read a really mealy-mouthed review of this album that said it's okay if you're really keen on the string band, but there's not much good stuff here. I actually think it's a cracking, cracking album, and it's got really interesting versions of songs which, to all intents and purposes, are quite old and tired. I think that they just breathe new life into them, and I love it. Well, let's see what you think. This is Williamson, Palmer, Dando and Bina with the classic old Irish song, The Boston Burglar.
I was born in Boston City, a city you all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth you will tell. Brought up by honest parents, raised most tenderly too. Till I became a bad company, like a many the young man do. When I saw my poor old father standing witness there, likewise my poor old mother tearing up.
Boston Burglar, Williamson, Palmer, Dando and Williamson there from the album Just Like the Ivy and Other Favourite Songs. Good stuff. Now, Peggy Seeger, I mentioned earlier on, Peggy Seeger's on tour with young Sam Gleaves playing support, and I thought it would be crazy of me not to jump at the opportunity to play a song from Peggy in the show. From the album Love Call Me Home, which is one of my favourite albums of hers ever, this is a wonderful, wonderful song which is so painfully pertinent today. Sing About These Hard Times.
Sing about these hard times. Sing all about these hard old times. Sing about these hard times.
When will the good times roll? I worked hard, I played my part, that's what I did right from the start. But these hard times are gonna break my heart, oh, when will the good times roll? Sing about these hard times, sing all about these hard old times, sing about these hard times, when will the good times roll? Life gets harder every year. Those with the least have the most to fear. Those with the most just don't care. Oh, when will the good times roll? Sing about these hard times. Sing all about these hard old times. Sing about these hard times. When will the good times roll? Got no home, and the men on the hill got hearts of stone. They worry my life like a dog with a bone. Oh, when will the good times roll? Sing about these hard times, sing all about these hard old times, sing about these hard times, when will the good times roll? They moved my job to Mexico, where children slave and the pay is low. But how I'm gonna live, I just don't know. When will the times roll? Oh, the world is ill divided. Those who work most are the least provided. And when they got a war, they want us to fight it. When will the times roll? About these hard times, sing all about these hard old times, sing about these hard times, when will the good times roll?
Those who work the hardest are the least provided, and when they got a war, we're the ones who fight it. And that was Peggy Seeger, Sing About These Hard Times, from her album Love Call Me Home. And she's on tour with Young Sam Gleaves, like I said, and you can check out Peggy's website through our own website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Loads of stuff there, including a donate button, which you can throw a few quid at the show if you so wish, because the time is coming soon, getting towards Christmas, when we have to pay again for all the licenses and for all the server spaces and for the P.O. box and everything else that keeps the show going. Now, Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage have got an album out called Before the Sun. I have played tracks from it because I love it to bits. Great voices, great instrumentation, and a wonderful gra, a soul, a feeling for the songs. This is a brilliant version of the Bob Dylan classic, Boots of Spanish Leather.
I'm sailing away with my home true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place where I'll be landing.
No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be out of. Just carry yourself back to me unspoiled. from across that lonesome ocean.
I just thought you might want something fine. Made a sewer of gold.
If I had the stars from the darkest night, or the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. That's all I'm wishing to be on. From her ship, and it's a sailor
says, I don't know when I will be coming back again.
It depends on how I'm feeling. So if you, my love, must think that way, and I'm sure your mind it's roaming,
and I'm sure your thoughts they know with me. But to the country where you're going,
so
take heed of the western.
Take heed of stormy weather.
Yes, there is something you can send back to me.
Spanish boots of Spanish leather.
Yes, there is something you can send back to me.
Spanish boots of Spanish leather.
Boots of Spanish Leather, Anna Sanders and Ben Savage's version of the Bob Dylan song from their album Before the Sun. And a little plug here for Settle Victoria Hall, because they're on at the Vic Hall in mid-October. And with the help of God and a few policemen, I shall be there on the night introducing them. So check it out, Settle Victoria Hall website. You can find it quite easily on the web. Now, I'm going to finish with another track from one of my favourite albums of recent months, Stone Walls and Streetlights from the quartet New Road. This features the lead vocals of Rick Epping on a song called Down in the Old Hometown.
I got a gal and her name is Sue, down in the old hometown. Her hair is black and her eyes are blue, down in the old hometown. Aw, she smoked tobacco and she dipped snuff too, there ain't nothing that she won't do. We get drunk on old home brew, oh, down in the old hometown. Down in the old home, down in the old home, down in the old hometown. The sweetest girl in the world, she lives in the old hometown. I asked that girl to marry me down in the old hometown. She said, you gotta ask my old daddy down in the old hometown. I told the old feller that I loved her well, we just a-waiting for the wedding bells. But the old feller told me to go to, oh, down in the old hometown. Down in the old home, down in the old home, down in the old hometown. The sweetest girl in all the world, she lives in the old hometown. Got a job on a country farm down in the old hometown. The work was easy but the weather was warm down in the old hometown. They sent me out to milk a cow, I never had milk, I didn't know how. I tried to milk that daddy cow, oh, down in the old hometown. Down in the old home, down in the old home, down in the old hometown. The sweetest girl in the world, she lives in the old hometown.
Way to end a song, shaving a haircut, knock twice. That's called, you know, when you go bump, bada, bump, 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 bump. Well, typical. That was New Road. That's the name of the band from the album Stone Walls and Streetlights with Down in the Old Hometown. I've played three or four tracks from that album already, and I love it. I think that tune there. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the tune they just played there, at the end of the song was the Arkansas Traveller, which run actually right through the song, but I could well be wrong. I think it's the Arkansas Traveller. I'm sure somebody will email me and tell me I've got it completely wrong, and it's actually called Hold My False Teeth While I Teach You How to Dance. There is, by the way, a song called just that. Listen, thanks ever so much for listening. I'm off to the pub for a couple of scoops because it's been a dry old evening. Take care of yourselves. Mind how you go. Spread the word because we've got no money for advertising. Keep the faith, and I'll see you next week. Ta-ra.